Today, we'll start with the basic foundations of what is the source of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, where does it come from? And then we'll go into the purpose and things like that and get more detailed in the coming sessions. But for now, let's just start with this basic question of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And, you know, it says, and I'll share my screen in a sec, I'll show you the sources here. It says that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerideya Shin Lamed Hey, mitzvah levaker cholim. It is a mitzvah to visit the sick. But when we say it's a mitzvah, does that just mean like good deed, like some people translate it as sometimes? Or is that really mean to say that there is an actual commandment to visit the sick? And so that's what I want to go through a little bit this morning and look at, you know, if there is a commandment and where it comes from. So let's look at the different possibilities. And there are a number of them. And then we'll also have to talk about why are there so many? And what does that mean? Does that weaken it or does that strengthen it? Sometimes when you have a lot of possibilities for the same commandment, you know, we say, you know, methinks thou dost protest too much. Like, why is there need so many? But sometimes it actually strengthens it quite a bit. So let's look at some of these sources. So we have here the Gemara in Sota, Yud-Dal Amud Aleph, and it's talking about, you know, this the basic commandment, V'amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, my diksiv, when the Torah says in Sefer Devarim, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall follow the ways of God. V'chi efshar lo da'adam lahalich achar shechina, but can you really follow God? I mean, God is intangible. Halok v'arnemer, but it says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochelahu, Hashem is a burning fire, lahalich achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But no, we're supposed to follow God's ways. Mahu malbish arumim, just like God clothes the sick, as it says in Bereishis, right? Afata hil beisharumi, so to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikur cholim, just like God visits the sick, as it says, Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre, God visited Avraham in Elonei mamre, af ata biker cholim. So too, you should visit the sick. So this seems to be that just the basic source of imitatio Dei, the imitating the ways of God. And it may mean that visiting the sick is actually a mitzvah deraisa. It's a Torah commandment. It's not necessarily commanding us to visit the sick, but it's giving us the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, which, and saying that this is part of that mitzvah. When one visits the sick, they are fulfilling the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, according to this. And that's why actually the Bahag in mitzvah say, Lamed Vav says that this is the source of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and therefore it's a mitzvah midiraisa to visit the sick. Based on that source, you shall follow in the ways of God. And the Gemara gives an example, the ways of following God, the ways, the midot, the attributes of God are to visit the sick. And we see that God visited Avraham. So that's one possibility. Another one, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Tanya Rabbi Yosef, it says in Shmos, when referring to Yisro, right, when Moshe was encouraged to instruct the Jews, it says, V'odat lehem derech asher yechu ba. You should teach them the way they should go. So the Gemara darshins each phrase in that line, V'odat lehem derech asher yechu ba, each one was a different mitzvah. So it said, V'odat lehem, when it said lehem, ze beis chayehem. This is teaching them about, you know, their livelihood. Esaderech, the way, zu gemilos chasadim. The way you should go is that you should do kindness. Asher yelchu, that you should go, ze bikur cholim. Going refers to visiting the sick. Ba, that you should go in, zu kvura, that's burying the dead. Vesamaisa, zu hadin, that's having courts. Asher yasun, zu lifnim yishrozim, that you should go even further. But the point is that the verse tells us that Yisro has given Moshe advice on which midos to instill in the Jewish people. And the Gemara learns from that pasuk that one thing they should do is bikur cholim, yelchu. Now, it's not clear if this is a chiyuv deraisa of bikur cholim, that they have to visit the sick, or it's just a mida. This is just saying, this is a good way of acting. And it's fascinating that both this source and the previous one, yelchu, and teilechu, we said before, achrei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu, you should go, both are used to following God's ways, and both are saying that bikur cholim is halachta bedrachav. And actually, based on this, the Sefer Charedim says in Mitzvah Saseh Perek Dalet, Mitzvah Aseh Levaker Cholim Diksiv Vodat Lem Sederech Asher Yechu Ba Vidarshu Yelchu Zu Bikur Cholim. So we do have a source that based on that, it is a mitzvah midiraisa to visit the sick. It's fascinating, just as a quick side point, it's always, you know, troubled me. Why is the mitzvah bikur cholim have to do with the word yelchu or telechu, to go? And I think it's because you would think like bikur cholim should be about like sitting, right? It's about being there. It's about being present, right? We think of visiting the sick about being present, being with them, focused on them, not about going. But I think it's also obvious that, and this is what the Maharsha says there, that it's about showing up. The way the Maharsha says it, he says, "Tabalichasu sham belechud belishu maisa mikayma," that by showing up without doing anything, you fulfill the mitzvah. It's about showing up, and so much of bikur cholim, of visiting the sick, is just showing up. Just be there. And we hear that so often from people, from patients, right? That they just appreciate that someone showed up. And I know that I've had many times when people called me and said, like, I don't know, this person's in the hospital, there's this reason and that reason why I shouldn't go. What do you think? And I always say, err on the side of showing up. And constantly people tell me, and I find myself personally, that you rarely regret showing up. You often regret not showing up, but you rarely regret showing up. So fascinatingly, both of these first two sources for the mitzvah of bikur cholim seem to be based on a word that has to do with yelchu, velachta, to go. But both of them also are kind of side points. One is saying, God visits the sick, so we should visit the sick. The other one says, you know, Moshe encouraged the people, Yisro encouraged the people that they should visit the sick. So we should visit the sick. But neither one is, it's not clear that it's a specific mitzvah. There could be another place where it's a hint from the Torah. This is the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. And now, this is referring to the story of Korach. So it says, Amar Reish Lakish, Remez Lebikur Cholim Min HaTorah Menayim. Where is there a hint in the Torah that you should visit the sick? So it says in the story of Korach, in Bamidbar, Im Kamos Kol Adam Yamusun Eile Upekudas Kol Adam. If these people die the death of all people and the visitation of all people, upekudat kol adam. What does that mean? The visit, usually we'd say pekudat means like, you know, shas pekida. Everyone has their time of reckoning, so to speak, their time of their death. But pekuda could mean something else. So the Gemara says, my mashma. What does this imply? Amarava im kamos kol adam yimusun eila shein. What does that mean? The way of most people is shein cholim umutalim berisa son, that people first become sick. Right, they become sick. That's the normal way, and they become bedridden. Uvene adam mivakrinosam, and then people come and visit them, and then they die. So, in other words, Reish Lakish is saying that the remez, the hint in the Torah for bikur cholim, is from im kamos kol adam yamusun. Moshe speaking to Korach, challenging him that if his followers died at a ripe old age like others, with people visiting them, then Moshe is right, and if not. This all implies that Moshe assumed that the natural way of death includes people visiting them before they die, and that this was the normal course of action when someone's sick, and this is a source that the practice of Klal Yisrael was to visit the sick, and it's a reference to the custom, but it's not really a command, right? Though some do say that a hint implies a stronger than a command because it had been adopted by the descendants of Avraham, so it didn't need a further commandment, meaning Avraham did it, we saw, and the Jewish people adopted it. So it doesn't need another commandment. And this is what the Torah Tmima discusses this. But still, does this imply a Torah obligation? So we go to the next source, Bereishis Rabba, the Midrash. And this is when Hashem is praising Avraham. And it says, V'ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaveh, right? For I've known him that he commanded his sons and his household after him that they should keep the ways of the Lord to perform righteousness and justice. Rabbi Yudin b'shem Rabbi Alexandri zu huvra. He says this refers to the sudas hovra, right? The meal that mourners are given upon returning from the cemetery. For Rabbanan Amri zu bikur cholim. This is referring to bikur cholim. And so the Midrash is saying that when it said tzedakah mishpat, it means zu bikur cholim, that the pasuk is thus praising Avraham for the bikur cholim that he did. And so we saw before that Hashem visited Avraham, and now we see that Hashem is praising Avraham, that Avraham also did it. So Avraham did it back to him, right? Avraham also visited the sick. Yisro suggested to Moshe that he encouraged the people to do bikur cholim, and we have Moshe mentioning to Korach that the hanhaga of Klal Yisrael, the practice was to visit the sick. And so the question is, does this translate into a commandment? Clearly, we see that it brings us closer to Hashem. It's the ways of Hashem. It's a beautiful thing. But is it actually a commandment? Rabbi David Feldman quotes the Sefer Laharos Nasan, that things which Klal Yisrael did in the Torah, and the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that this was the behavior, even before Matan Torah, thus makes it a mitzvah. And he quotes other sources that say it's actually a greater mitzvah, because just like we have a concept of Derech Eretz Kadam the Torah, that we have to have Derech Eretz before even receiving the Torah, or the mitzvah to believe in God, right? That's something that's like foundational. You don't even need a commandment for it. So it's like a meta mitzvah and must be in place before the rest of the system can be enacted, right, or commanded. And so so you have, and as I mentioned, the Bahag, the Smag, they count Bikur Cholim as one of the Tariag mitzvahs, one of the 613. But the Rambam doesn't. He says, and in fact, let's look at the Rambam. There's a couple possibilities. One is that the Torah and Sefer Devarim, you know, we have the commandment of Hashivosa Lo, returning lost objects. And the Sifri says, Hashivosa Lo, af es atzmo atzameshiv lo. You have to even return someone's body. And the Rambam in his commentary in the Mishnah says that, you know, this refers to even healing the sick. Healing the sick is part of returning lost objects. And so therefore the Tzitzel Ezra writes here, it says like, Benogei l'rof v'harei nusaf l'mashe mekayim b'vikuro mitzvos bikur cholim, that a doctor is fulfilling the mitzvah bikur cholim by visiting the sick. Shinzeya bikur cholim ha-miti. That's the true mitzvah bikur cholim, is trying to help the person. And so we know there's a mitzvah deraisa of Hashavas Aveda, which also applies to Aveda Skufa, right? Returning one's body to them, returning their health. So we see that there is an obligation to save others' lives. And if we try to figure out that Bikur Cholim is deraisa or not, you know, we know that the Gemara says that when you visit the sick, you take away 1/60th of their illness. And so if it's actually, and we've seen other statements like Rabbi Akiva, that if you don't visit the sick, it's shvichas damim, it's like shedding blood. So maybe this source is saying that we have to help others. And so if the person who is sick has no one else to care for them, then obviously you must do so. And maybe it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of returning lost objects when we visit the sick. The Rambam gives a different possibility. He says, you know, the Gemara says, we'll read this, the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Amar of Yehuda, Bar Shila, Amar of Yossi, Amar of Yochanan, Shisha Devarim Adam Ocha Perasein Ba'olam Hazeh, there's six things that you reap the rewards in this world, Va'keren Kayamas Ololam Haba, but then you get the benefit in the world to come. Ve'ilahin, Hachnasas Orachim, bringing in guests, Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, Iyun Tefillah, careful davening, Vashkamas Beis HaMidrash, going to the shul, going to learn early, Va'migad El Banav L'Talmud Torah, raising your children to learn Torah, Va'dan Es Chaveru L'Kaf Schos, judging others favorably. These are things that you get the reward in this world and also in the world to come. But where does that come from? So it seems to be that it's based on, this is what the Rambam says, Mitzvahs aseh shel devrehem levaker cholim. It's a mitzvah, but the Rambam says it's a rabbinic mitzvah to visit the sick. Ulenachem avelim, hotzi ameis, lachnis akala. All these different things, you know, preparing funerals, comforting mourners, preparing the bride for a wedding, lasok bechol tzarechi akavura, and all the preparations for funerals, leseis ala kataf, leilech lefanav, all the different things you can do for a funeral. All these things are the elu hein gemilos chasadin shebegufo she'ein lahem shir. These are all kindnesses that have unlimited benefit. And then the Rambam says, so where does this come from? V'afal pi shekol mitzvos elu midivrim. Even though these are all rabbinic commandments, harehim bechlal ve'ahavta l'riacha kamocha. They are based on the category of love your neighbor as yourself. Kol devarim shi'ata rotzeh shi'aseh osam lecha. All things you want others to do for you, you should do for other people. So even to the Rambam, who says it's derabanan, it's a rabbinic commandment to visit the sick, he does say it's a fulfillment, a kiyum of v'yahavta v'yachach kamocha. So in like rabbinic language, you would say it's a chiyuv derabanan, but a kiyum deraisa. It's a rabbinic obligation, but you actually fulfill a Torah commandment of loving your neighbor as yourself when you visit the sick. And it's, you know, it's part of Gemilas Chasadim. Actually, there's a fascinating book that I saw. It's called Livui Cholim Biyadut, Visiting the Sick According to Judaism, by Rav Ronin Lubitz. And he says as follows. I just thought this was a beautiful application. He says, Ilu mitzvat bikur cholim haita mofia betorah kamira atzmait. What if the Torah would have just commanded straight out to visit the sick. And it would have just said, you know, there is a commandment, you know, that you must visit the sick. And just like we have a commandment, you know, lo sevaru eshu, you can't light fire on Shabbat, ubikirat acholim, and you must visit the sick. It's just like one of the psukim in the Torah. If it would have been a verse in the Torah that would have just said, instead of having all these different hints that we've had, maybe it's part of love your neighbor as yourself, maybe it's part of returning lost objects, maybe it's part of walking in God's ways, maybe it's part of Jewish practice, maybe it's part of just simply what God did for Abraham is what Abraham did for others, right? If it would just have been a verse, Efshar ha'ilekai mosa b'shlei musa b'msa'ut maisa techni greida. You would have just said, okay, if it's just a mitzvah, I would just say, okay, what are the parameters of the mitzvah? Probably would have like exactly how much time you'd have to spend and exactly how you do it. And it would be very specific and technical because that's how mitzvot work. Kederech shemekayamim mitzvot rabot acherot, just like many other mitzvot are. However, ha'uvda shepu'ula zu kalula b'mitzvot ve'ahavta, the fact that this mitzvah is included instead in the mitzvah of love your neighbor as yourself and is part of a more general category, it changes it from simply visiting to accompanying, to a process, to a broader category of how can I be most helpful to this person. And it makes it into a spiritual, internal commandment that I have to fulfill properly to really do something for someone else rather than just being a technical fulfillment of a commandment. So he's arguing that the fact that it's part of a broader mitzvah makes it actually more significant and more profound, which is a beautiful way of looking at it. So this is simply, you know, what I wanted to share today of just the background. There's a lot more to talk about, and we'll go in next time to the purpose of the mitzvah, because there's a lot to say there. But I wanted to just start off with the basics, because I think it's really important. And it comes up a lot, but it gives us the foundation of why we have a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and when we start to look into the parameters of it, understanding the source of the mitzvah can really help us understand how to properly fulfill the mitzvah and will inform the future discussions that we'll have on the concept of Bikur Cholim. So I welcome any questions or comments or reactions that you have to this discussion.
You know, I'm wondering about certain things as well, but you know why not just say it? Now I like that, but still,
yeah.
Why not just say it in the Torah? But it's
well, so much of the Torah is like that, right? So much of the Torah is. It doesn't just say it. It's instructing us, right? So it gives us stories in the Torah that, like, we learn from the stories, and oftentimes it's a better way of learning things. Like pedagogically, to have the Torah just be a long list of commandments, I think would be much less impactful than kind of having broader categories and examples of the bright way to live. You know, I think it's trying to show the significance of the mitzvah Bikur Cholim by having so many different illustrations of it and broader categories than just having like one line in the Torah that says you must do this, which I think would belittle it.
Right, but if you violate it, in other words, the thing is, let's say it is a mitzvah. If it is a mitzvah, that means if you don't do it, if you violate that mitzvah, then you're having a sin. And so that's what you said. I think Rabbi Akiva, did you say Rabbi Akiva said that Shvita Stamim?
Yeah, if you don't visit,
don't
yeah.
do it. So then maybe Rabbi Akiva saying you're actually violating sin, and that adds to violate.
Right. And especially once you appreciate how significant it is, then once you don't do it, then you're missing out on an opportunity, and that's also negative. Yeah, yeah, good point, Chaya. Yeah. Continue next time. We'll go in further with the purpose of the mitzvah, and I think you'll see there's some fascinating implications of the purpose of the mitzvah, and then therefore how we fulfill the mitzvah. There was a question in here: is there anything that connects it to pikuach nefesh? And there definitely is. I mean, we saw that you know, pikuach nefesh is related to this whole concept of returning lost objects. And so that's why we consider Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, as part of this commandment to return one's health to them, especially as we're going to see next time that the purpose of the mitzvah includes, you know, being there for a person, you know, practically and helping them out practically. And so it is related to Pikuach Nefesh, and actually we're going to see that more specifically next time. So yes, that's a great question.
One more quick question, if I may.
Yeah.
You go visit the sick, it's 1/60 of what? Getting them...
It removes 1/60 of the illness, yeah.
Of the illness, getting them better. I mean, there. I was always curious about this because there are other Gemaras, and also maybe it's in the same Gemara. I'm not sure. I learned a long time ago, but there are a bunch of things that are 1/60th of this.
Yeah.
This is 1/60th of that. Is this the same Gemara that has those 1/60th?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's in different places, but the 1/60th idea is that, you know, it's the smallest amount that's like. It's not significant, like in kashrut, you know, it's batal, right? It's not, yeah, exactly. It's not enough to actually make it not kosher, but it's enough. It's just the amount that it exists, but it doesn't actually make a noticeable difference. But there's something. It's something there. It's just on that borderline.
That's why they use 60.
Yeah, it was common in Greek numerology in Greek thought, yes, Drew.
Babylonian math.
Right. Yes, thank you. Right, that was the Babylonian.
Babylonian math is big for the Babylonian Talmud.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Interesting discussion. It's easy, right?
It can include a phone call, anything.
It's easier, but it's easier today than it was in the times of the Gemara. The Gemara, they were really expecting a lot more. They didn't necessarily, the patients didn't necessarily have nurses and doctors caring for them. They needed the community to step up and provide support. It was even harder then. It was in some ways more significant, but it's also today because so much of healthcare becomes very physical. You know, about the physical care, and there's also the need to care about a person, you know, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, to care for the whole person. So different ways, but it's easy in some ways, but also challenging and very significant.
Okay, but I mean, today it's,
yeah.
It's call.
Yes. Something. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Also, great conversation, important discussion. We'll go in deeper next time. I just wanted to set the foundation now. We'll summarize and go in deeper in the next session.